So we'll discuss today about Sri Shivananda Sen.
Danas ćemo govoriti o Shivananda Sen.
Those of you who have read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be familiar with these pastimes.
Oni od vas koji su pročitali Sri Chaitanya Charitamritu bit će bliski sa ovim zabavama.
But as they're spread throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're brought together here.
Ono što je, što nalazi diljem Chaitanya Charitamrita, ovdje je skupljeno sve.
For the pleasure and elucidation of the devotees.
Za zadovoljstvo i prosvjetljenje bhakta.
So first of all we can hear what was his identity in Krishna Lila.
Prvo ćemo čuti što je njegov identitet u Krishna Lili.
It's useful, or it's interesting to know this because often the identity in Krishna Lila parallels, or the service in Krishna Lila parallels that in Gaur Lila.
Zanimljivo je to čuti, jer često se te službe koje su bhakte obavljaju u zabavama gospodina Krišne paralelne, istovjetne sa zabavama, sa onim službama koje su obavljaju u zabavama gospodina Četiri.
So, Shivananda Sen in Krishna Lila was a duty or gopi messenger called Vira.
Dakle, Shivananda Sena je u Krišna Lila bio, njegova dužnost služba je bila da je bio, znači, poruke gopija po imenu Vira.
Have that name here, girl's name, Vira.
Da li imamo ovdje neku mataji koja se zove Vira?
Vera. So his service was to bring the gopis to Krishna.
Njegova služba bila da dovede gopije Krishni.
He arranged all of them and brought them.
Da napravi saržman u svezi sa tim.
Sorry, her service in Krishna Lila.
Njen stvari službe, njena služba u Krishna Lila.
So Shivananda Sen is well known in Gaur Lila for bringing all the devotees from Bengal to see Mahaprabhu in Puri.
On je bio vrlo poznat u Goru Lili po tome što je dovodio sve bhakti iz Bengala da vide gospodina Mahaprabhu u Puri.
So that's a very wonderful service.
To je jedna prekrasna služba.
The Lord likes to be with his devotees and the devotees like to be with him.
Gospodin želi biti sa svojim bhaktama i bhakte želi biti sa gospodinom.
So making arrangements to bring the devotees to see the Lord is certainly a very intimate and pleasing service to him.
Tako praviti aranžmane da bi bhakte susreli gospodina je svakako jedna intimna i vrlo zadovoljavajuća služba za gospodina.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left, after taking sannyas, he left Navadvip and resided in Puri.
Nakon što uzeo sannyasu, gospodin Chaitanya napustio Navadvip i boravio u Puriju.
And many devotees from Bengal, not only from Navadvipa, but from different parts of Bengal, would go to see Mahaprabhu and reside with him during Chaturmasya in Puri.
I mnogi bhakti su iz, ne samo iz Navadvipa, već iz cijelog Bengala odlazili vidjeti gospodina Mahaprabhu u Puri za vrijeme Chaturmasya.
They would go to attend the Rath Yatra with him.
Odlazili bi da prisustvuju Ratha Yatri skupa sa njim.
And then stay on during Chaturmasya, which begins shortly after Ratha Yatra.
I onda bi ostali za vrijeme Chaturmasya koje počinje vrlo brzo nakon Ratha Yatre.
So Shivananda Sen made all the arrangements.
Shivananda Sen je pravio sve aranžmane za to. And
they would after Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, then Shivananda, He was living in Kumarahata.
Nakon što je gospodin Chaitanya napustio Navadvip, Shivananda Sen je živio u Kumarahatu.
Which is presently known as Harisaha.
Koji je sada poznat kao Harisahara.
So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srivas Pandit, he couldn't remain in Navadvip any longer.
Nakon što je gospodin Chaitanya prihvatio sannyasu, on nije više mogao boraviti u Navadvipu.
Because his home, which had been the place of such great happiness, being the scene of daily, all-night dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
Njegov dom koji je bio mjesto takve sreće gdje je mogao vidjeti dnevne i noćne gospodin Chaitanya plesao.
So that place which is the place of unlimited happiness for Srivas.
Onda to mjesto koje je bilo mjesto neograničene sreće za Šivasa.
And is non different from the Rasasthali in Vrindavan, Krishna's dancing place in Vrindavan.
Ono nije različito od Rasasthali u Vrindavanu, mjesto gdje Krishna pleše.
But he found it now after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, the place of intense grief.
Ali sad kad je gospodin Čaitanja otišao, nalazi je to mjesto za mjesto velike žalosti.
It's because he all the time he was reminded, oh, Mahaprabhu danced here, Nityananda was here.
Cijelo vrijeme se uvijek sjećao, ovdje je plesao gospodin Čaitanja i Nityananda.
And remembering all these pastimes and thinking that he will never come here again, Srivas could no longer remain in that house.
I misleći, sjećajući se ti zabava i sjećajući se da oni nikada se više neće vratiti tu, on više nije mogao ostati u toj kući.
So he also moved to Kumarahata.
Tako je on otišao u Kumarahatu.
Which is also the birthplace of Ishvara Puri, the guru of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To mjesto je također mjesto na kojem se pojavio Sri Ishvara Puri, duhovni učitelj Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
There are many great Vaishnavas in that town.
U tom mjestu postoji mnogo velikih bhakta.
Other famous devotees were Vasudev, who lived there, were Vasudev Datta.
Drugi poznati bhakta je bio Vasudev Datta koji je tamo živio.
Kanja Bhagavan Das, otherwise known as Bhagavan Acharya.
Kanja Bhagavan Das je poznat kao Bhagavan Acharya.
Kanja means lame, so he had the appearance of being lame.
On Kanja znači invalid, hrom, ne? I on imao pojavu kao hromog čovjeka.
So all the devotees, the Shivananda saint, he would make arrangements. All those who wished to go to Puri, they would make arrangements. He made arrangements.
I sve te bhakte kad bi želeli ići u Puri, on bi napravio aranžmane za to.
They would all meet together. Because there are devotees from Navadvip, from Kumarahata, from Kalna, from Shantipur, from north of Mayapur, anyway, from all different places.
Dakle, svi ti bhakti iz Shantipura, Kalne, Kumarahate, Pulinagrama, bi se skupili skupa.
So they would all meet in Shantipur at the residence of Advaita Acharya.
Svi bi se našli u Shantipuru, mjestu gdje borave Advaita Acharya.
And proceed from there.
I od tamo bi krenuli.
So Shivananda would arrange all the arrangements for food.
Shivananda bi napravio sve aranžmane u svezi hrane, prasadama.
And lodging.
I smještaja.
As you can imagine, with a party with a few hundred devotees, and you have to make some advance arrangements.
Možete zamisliti grupu od nekoliko stotina bhakta i potrebno je napraviti unaprijed neke aranžmane.
They were chanting along the way.
Oni su putem pjevali.
And at night when they would rest, they would also, it was like a festival each night.
I na večer isto bi imali svaku večer festival tamo gdje bi odmarali.
The chanting and dancing.
Pjevajući i plesući.
It's like a prototype of, like a padayatra of today.
To je kao nekakva originalna padayatra današnja.
So Shivananda made all the arrangements.
Shivananda je pravio sve te aranžmane.
And he financed it all also.
I također je sve to financirao.
He was born in a Vaidya family, or family of doctors.
Rođen je u Vaidya family, u obitelji doktora.
And he dedicated his income for serving the Vaishnavas in this way.
I posvetio je svoju zaradu u služenju Vaishnava.
From the third year of their going, they started to take their wives and family members. From the third year of their going, when they got everything worked out and they were familiar with it, they started to bring their wives and family members.
Nakon treće godine, kada su sve spremili, onda su sa sobom poveli i supruge i djecu.
And the wives of all the great devotees, they would cook various long-lasting preparations.
I supruge tih bhakta su kuhale preparacije koje su dugo mogle trajati.
out of their intense affection for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
they
like to feed him with so many nice preparations.
Zbog svoje velike privrženosti prema gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, želeli su ga nahraniti tim raznovrsnim preparacijama.
So Shivananda, he knew the whole route, where to stay, he had arranged in advance.
On je znao, Shivananda je znao cijeli put, gdje stati, gdje unaprijed nešto srediti.
What are the best paths to go along?
Koji su najbolji putovi kojima ići?
This path is good, but if it's raining, then you should take the other path.
Ovaj put je inače dobar, ali ako kiše padne, trebaš ići drugim putem.
And then there were so many toll gates.
Bilo je toliko mnogo carinika.
So he would pay all the tolls.
On bi plaćao svu carinu.
In this way he managed everything. Tolls, and you have to pay for, there's so many rivers you have to cross, you have to pay for crossing by boat.
I pored te carine moraju plaćati također brodarima, splavarima koji su prevozili preko rijeka. Bilo je toliko mnogo rijeka.
One year as they were on their way to Puri, I should say, they stayed there for, yeah, Chatamasa means 4 months, they'd stay there for 4 months and then come back, and he'd arrange all that also.
Dakle, oni Chatamasa, znači 4 mjeseca, oni bi ostali 4 mjeseca i vratili se nazad, i on bi također sve to aranžirao.
So he took personal care of everyone's individual needs.
I on je uzao osobnu brigu o svačijim individualnim potrebama.
One year, as they were going, one dog started following the party.
Jedne godine, kada su išli, jedan pas je počeo slijediti grupu.
So Shivananda saw, oh, there's another member. Okay, he has to be fed also.
Shivananda je vidio, a od novog člana grupe moramo i njega nahraniti.
But, so the dog was coming along.
Koji pas je bio sam.
As you sometimes see, a dog starts following behind, and if he's given a little bit of affection, especially if he's given some food, he'll just stick with you.
Da, dakle, pas je nastavio ići s njima, i to možete često vidjeti, da psi onako slijede ljude, pogotovo ako se približaju, ako se ponašate ljubazno prema njima i ako ih pogotovo nahranite.
So they were going along, but at one river crossing, the boatman refused to take the dog.
Ali na jednoj obali, jednom prilikom prelaska jedne rijeke, splavar je odbio da prihvati psa na splav.
These dogs are dogs. They're unclean.
Psi, oni su nečisti.
There's a dog in your boat, but you might pass urine or stool or who knows what.
Oni uriniraju i
nečisti. So Shivananda Sen was trying to convince him.
Shivananda Sen ga je pokušao uvjeriti tog splavara.
Finally, by paying him a large sum of money, he convinced him to take him across.
Konačno, nakon što mu je platio veliku sumu novca, uvjerio ga da ga primi na brod.
So, on another occasion, as they were going along, Shivananda was, he was engaged elsewhere. There's so many things to do.
Jednom drugom prilikom, Shivananda je bio jako angažiran.
And when he came late at night to his lodging, he asked his servant, did you feed everyone?
Kad su na večer došli u svoj smještaj, pitao je svog slugu, da li si nahranio sve?
What about the dog?
Što je sa psom?
Oh, I forgot the dog.
Sluga reče, joj, zaboravio sam na psa.
So Shivananda was upset, and he sent 10 men to find, where is that dog?
On je bio jako uznemiren, poslao 10 ljudi da nađu gdje je taj pas.
So they couldn't find him at all.
I uopće ga nisu mogli naći.
Shivananda, thinking that, well, he's also a member of our party, also a Vaishnava. Shivananda felt he'd committed an offense, and he himself didn't eat that evening.
Shivananda je mislio, pa on je također naš član, je također Vaishnava. Ja sam uvidio Vaishnava, zbog toga što je smatrao da čini uredu, tu večer ni uopće nije jeo.
So Shivananda felt, I failed to do my duty properly.
Shivananda je mislio, propustio sam da ispunim svoju dužnost pravilno.
Anyway, the devotees continued on their journey and eventually reached Puri.
Bilo kako bilo, bhakti su nastavili putovanje i došli do Purije.
And after offering obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they went to the temple and had darshan of Jagannath.
Nakon što su odali poštovanje Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otišli su u hram i imali darshan gospodina Jagannatha.
then they all took prasadam with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Svi su prihvatili prasadam sa gospodinom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And then each entered their individual lodgings.
I onda je on svakom dao poseban smještaj.
The next day when they came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw that dog there sitting in front of him.
Sljedeći dan kad su došli vidjeli gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vidjeli su tog psa kako sjedi ispred njega.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing the inside of the soft coconut, they call that malayan. There's no word.
Yeah.
The inside, it's like the soft part of the unripe coconut. Just say coconut. So he's throwing pieces of coconut. Yeah, pulp. Yeah. Throwing coconut pulp pieces to the dog who is catching it.
I tamo je mogao vidjeti kao gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hrani tog psa unutrašnjošću kokosa, zrelog kokosa.
And Mahaprabhu was laughing and saying, Krishna bolo, chant Hare Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya se smijao i govorio, pjevaj o Krishni.
And dog was swallowing the coconut and saying, Krishna, barking out.
Pas bi uhvatio kokos i onda bi rekao koliko je mogao svojim valjnim jezikom, Krishna.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had potency even to make the dogs chant Hare Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya imao čak tu moć da nauči psa da pjeva sveto pjesmu Hare
Krishna. Seeing the dog, Shivananda offered obeisances to him.
Vidjevši psa, Shivananda mu je odao poštovanje.
Please forgive me, I committed an offense.
Molim te, oprosti mi, počinio sam uvredu.
And actually that dog wasn't an ordinary dog.
I uistinu taj pas nije bio običan pas.
Because after that it was never seen again.
Jer nakon toga nije više viđen.
Because by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he attained the jiva in the body of a dog attained his original spiritual form and entered Vaikuntha.
Jer zbog milosti gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čak i u tijelu psa dostigao je svoju izvorni oblik i ušao u Vaikuntu.
So the purpose of this is that all devotees should keep dogs.
Dakle, smisao ovoga je da svi bhakti trebaju imati pse.
If they can get them to chant Hare Krishna.
Ako su u stanju da ih učine da oni pevaju Hare Krishna, inače ne.
Shivananda's family members were all very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Članovi obitelji Shivananda Seni su bili vrlo dragi gospodinu Chaitanyi.
And very great devotees.
I vrlo veliki bhakti.
The first was known as Chaitanya Das.
Prvi je poznat kao Chaitanya Das.
When he first came, the young baby was brought to Puri.
Kada je on prvi put donesen, on je donesen u Puri kao mala beba.
Then the Mahaprabhu asked, "Oh, that's it." So he had a son, very nice.
Mahaprabhu rekao, imaš sina, vrlo lijepo.
So, Mahaprabhu asked, what is your name?
Mahaprabhu pitao, koje je tvoje ime?
He said, Chaitanya Das.
On je rekao, Chaitanya Das.
Mahaprabhu asked, Shivananda. What sort of name is that?
Mahaprabhu.
He expressed dissatisfaction.
Mahaprabhu pitao, Shivananda, kako si mu to ime dao? I pokazuje nezadovoljstvo.
So Shivananda said, I was inspired within my heart to give that name, so I gave it.
Shivananda je rekao, ja sam bio inspiriran u svom srcu da dam to ime, ja sam ga dao.
Another time, when they came, another son.
Drugi put kad su došli, u međuvremenu su dobili drugo dijete.
Who was called Ramadas.
Koji se zvao Ramadas.
So, then after having two sons, then again when another time they came to Puri, again, Shivananda's wife was expecting.
Dakle, nakon što su imali to dvoje djece, kada su treći puta došli u Puri, žena Shivananda Sene je očekivao, a djete bila trudna.
So, Mahaprabhu said, this boy you give him the name Paramananda when he's born.
I gospodin Chaitanya je rekao, ovom djetetu daj ime Paramananda kada se rodi.
Of course, in those days they didn't have sonography or different means to ascertain the sex of the child before birth.
Naravno, u ono vrijeme nisu imali te moderne instrumente i procese kojima bi mogli odrediti kojeg spola će biti dijete.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes jokingly call him Puridas.
I gospodin Chaitanya se ponekad u šali bi ga nazivao Puridas.
When he was a little older, Shivananda brought the young boy Paramananda Das before him.
Kada je dijete malo podraslo, Shivananda ga je doveo.
When he was a little baby.
Kada je bio malo beba, on ga je, gospodin Shivananda sena ga je doveo pre malog dječaka Paramanandu Dasa, pre gospodina.
And he placed him before his feet.
I stavio ga pred njegova stopala.
And the little baby started sucking his toe.
Malo bebe počeo sisati njegov prst, njegov palac.
It's a very intelligent child.
Vrlo inteligentno dijete.
Those feet which are not attainable even by Shiva and Brahma, his little baby was sucking on.
Ta stopala koja su nedošljena čak Shivi ili Brahmi, ta mala beba ga je sisala ta stopala.
And Mahaprabhu allowed that. He didn't stop him.
I gospodin Chaitanya to dobro, nije ga zaustavio.
So in this way Shivananda received so much mercy that all his family members were accepted just like his own family.
Tako je Shivananda dobio tu veliku milost da su svi članovi njegove obitelji prihvaćeni baš kao vlastita obitelj gospodina Chaitanya.
His two nephews, Sri Balabh Sen and Sri Kanta Sen, were also great devotees.
Njegova dva nećaka, Sri Balabh Sen i Kanta Sen, su također veliki bhakte.
So, another year when Shivananda with his family were in Puri, at the time of Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu said to the little Paramananda, Bolo Krishna,
kada,
say Krishna.
Kada su bili jedan drugi puta na Rath Yatri, Mahaprabhu je rekao Paramanandi, pjevaj Krishna, Bolo Krishna.
And again and again he tried, but the boy wouldn't say anything.
I on iznova pokušao da ga nagovori da pjeva, ali dječak ništa ne bi učinio, ne bi rekao.
And then his father also said, come on, come on, say Krishna, Krishna.
I onda je njegov otac pokušao, rekao, pa ajde reci Krishna, reci.
He wouldn't say.
Ali dijete je bio trvogo, ne bi ništa rekao.
So Mahaprabhu said, I got everyone in the universe to chant.
Mahaprabhu je rekao, natirao sam svakog univerzuma da pjeva.
Even the animals and plants and trees and even rocks I've made chant in the name of Krishna.
Čak su i životinje i drveće i biljke i čak i kamen je pjevao Krishna.
But somehow I'm not able to induce this little boy to do so.
Ali na neki način ovog malog dječaka ne mogu inspirirati da to učini.
How could that be?
Kako je to moguće?
Then Sarup Damada Goswami, who was Mahaprabhu's secretary,
onda Sarupa Damodar Goswami, koji je bio sekretar Mahaprabhuva.
And who was completely one in mind with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I koji je bio, imao potpunosti jednako razmišljao kao gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isti um kao on.
Said that you have already instructed him in Krishna mantra.
On je rekao, ti si ga već instruirao u Krishna mantru.
But he only mantra that's received is only to be chanted mentally, not out loud.
Ali ta mantra koju si mu rekao, ona se treba samo mentalno pjevati, ne tako glasno.
So he won't chant out loudly.
I zato on ne želi pjevati glasno.
That's my guess.
To je moje mišljenje.
Another day, Mahaprabhu, he asked Puridas to recite his verse, a verse.
Sljedećeg dana je Mahaprabhu pitao Puridasa da recitira jedan stih.
And this time immediately the young boy, 7 years old, without any education, immediately recited a verse which no one had ever heard before, of his own composition.
I istog trenutka, 7 godina stari dječak, je recitirao stih koji niko nikada prije toga nije čuo.
Shavaso kuvalayam akshnor anjanam uraso mahendra manidama vrindavana ramani nam mandanam akilam harir jayati. May Lord Hari be glorified.
Neka gospodin Hari bude slavljen.
He is the ornament for all the beauties, namely the gopis of Vrindavan.
On je ukras sve ljepote Vrindavana što su gopije.
He is a blue lotus as decoration for their ears.
On ima za svojim uhom ukras od plavog lotosa.
this kajal, mascara for their eyes.
Kajala ili maskara njegovih očiju.
And he is a
sorry, gopi je Vrindavana su u stvari ukras njegovih očiju.
And he is a necklace of blue sapphires.
Excuse me, I didn't get
it. A necklace of blue sapphires.
Ima imao je ogrlicu plavih safira.
That is a decoration for their breasts.
Koje su ukras njihovih grudi.
So everyone was astonished how such a young boy could recite such a verse, and they understood this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on him.
Svatko je bio zapanjen kako je tako mali dječak mogao recitirati takav stih, svi su mogli razumjeti to je posebna milost gospodine Chaitanya prema njemu.
Because of reciting this beautiful poetry, Srirup Damodar gave him another name, Karunapur.
Zbog toga što je recitirao takvu prekrasnu poeziju, Srirup Damodar mu je dao drugo ime, Karunapur.
And he later became famous as Kavi Karunapur, the poet who compiled Gorganodesh Deepika.
Posle je postao poznat kao Kavi Karunapur, pjesnik koji je sastavio Gorganodesh Deepiku.
Which is a lamp to illuminate the to ascertain the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Koja je tamo da bio tu da opiše sljedenike gospodina Chaitanya.
And many other or several other beautiful books including Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
Napisao je još nekoliko prekrasnih knjiga uključujući Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
Okay, we're jumping back in time here now.
Sad malo, dakle, putim kroz vrijeme, skačem kroz vrijeme. Nisam to baš najbolje organizirao.
After this, after Shivananda said about his first son, that he has, that what the name that was inspired within my heart to give that name Chaitanya Das.
Nakon što je Shivananda rekao za ovo ime koje ga inspirilo u srcu Chaitanya Das.
No, I'm also getting mixed up. Sorry, because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's not, the pastime is not arranged chronologically.
Zato što zabave u Chaitanya Charitamrita nisu kronološki organizirane.
So my attempt to arrange this chronologically is a bit of a mess this time.
Moj pokušaj da to kronološki uredim nije baš uspio.
Anyway, they're all wonderful pastimes.
Ali svejedno sve su to prekrasne zabave.
So, one day Shivananda Sen invited, when he was at Puri, he invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take lunch prasad with him.
Jednog dana Shivananda Sen je, dok je bio u Puriju, pozvao gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu da uzme prasadam.
He brought very opulent prasad of Lord Jagannath.
I donio je vrlo obilan prasadam gospodina Jagannatha.
And served it to Mahaprabhu and all his associates.
I poslužio je Mahaprabhu i sve njegove sljedbenike.
Mahaprabhu wanted to please Shivananda, who was so anxious to feed him. Shivananda wanted to feed Mahaprabhu lots of prasadam, this opulent prasad.
Shivananda je želio da nahrani gospodina Chaitanya sa mnogo bogatog prasadama.
Out of affection he wanted to do so.
Iz velike afekcije, ljubav je to želio učiniti.
And out of affection for Shivananda, Mahaprabhu accepted.
Iz ljubavi prema Shivanandi, Mahaprabhu prihvatio taj prasadam.
Just to please him, he ate more than required.
I samo da bi ga zadovoljio, on je jeo više nego što je potrebno.
Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, as Jagannath has already eaten it. So he doesn't have indigestion, but he went through the pastime of having indigestion.
Gospodin Chaitanya je već kao Mahaprabhu pojeo to sve, tako da nije imao potrebe da to probavlja, ali čisto iz zabave je ušao u tu zabavu loše probave.
So the next day, Chaitanya Das, the son of Shivananda Sen, invited Mahaprabhu for lunch.
Sljedećeg dana Chaitanya Das je pozvao Mahaprabhu za naručak.
And he offered preparations like well-cooked rice, very soft cooked very soft, mixed with yogurt.
I oni ponudili preparacije poput jako dobro mekano skuhane riže sa jogurtom.
With plenty of lime to squeeze the juice.
Jedne vrste limuna iz koje se cijedio sok.
Gingera. Then this butter. It's a soft butter. That means it's a very easy to digest preparation.
I mekana bara, to je jedna preparacija koju je vrlo lako za probaviti.
And with plenty of salt on the side.
I sa mnogo soli sa strane.
And just the opposite of the previous day. It's very simple and easy to digest.
I upravo suprotno od onog što se desilo prethodni dan, bio je vrlo jednostavno i lako za probaviti.
And Mahaprabhu is very satisfied.
I Mahaprabhu bio vrlo zadovoljan.
Oh, he understands my mind. I've got indigestion. So today I cannot eat opulently.
On je shvatio moj um, Mahaprabhu mislio, shvatio da imam problema s probom i da danas ne mogu jesti obilno.
So this kind of food, it counteracts the effect of indigestion, gets the stomach back in proper shape.
Takva vrsta hrane u stvari pomaže da poboljša našu probavu i da se naše tijelo vrati u normalno, stomak se vrati u normalno stanje.
So, let's see now. Now, Mahaprabhu was staying in Puri.
Mahaprabhu je boravio u Puriju.
And he inspired one of his devotees in Bengal. He entered within Nakul Brahmachari.
Inspirirao je, on je ušao u jednog svog baktu iz Bengala, Nakul Das Brahmachari.
To deliver the people of Bengal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared within the body of Nakul Brahmachari.
Da bi oslobodio stanovnike Bengala, gospodin Chaitanya se pojavio u tijelu Nakul Brahmacharya.
And as a result, Nakul Brahmachari became exactly like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I kao rezultat toga, Nakul je postao baš kao gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He became overwhelmed with transcendental bliss of love of Krishna.
I postao prepunjen transcendentalnom ljubavlju prema Krishni.
He would dance and sing and call out loudly in ecstasy of love of Krishna.
Pjevao bi, plesao i glasno uzvikivao u ekstazi ljubavi prema Krishni.
And he even looked like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On je čak i izgledao poput gospodina Chaitanya.
As a result, many people came to see him.
Kao rezultat toga, mnogi ljudi su dolazili da ga vide.
And just by seeing him, by the influence of his transcendent love of God, they would also become influenced by that ecstasy of Krishna prema.
Samo vidjevši ga, oni bi isto također postali jednostavno pod utjecajem te njegove zanosne ljubavi prema Krišni, našli bi se pod utjecajem toga.
And they would also start to chant Hare Krishna and exhibit all symptoms of transcendental ecstasy.
I oni bi također počeli pjevati Krišna imena i manifestirati sve simptome zanosa.
So news of this spread.
I ta novost se proširila.
When Shivananda Sen heard about this, at first he was doubtful.
Kada Shivananda Sena čuo za tu novost, on je prvo bio vrlo sumnjičav.
He thought this may be some cheater or pretender.
On je mislio to bi mogao biti nekakav prevarant, onaj koji se pretvara.
So he decided to journey to Kalna where Nakul was living.
I on je odlučio da otputi u Kalnu gdje je boravio Nakul.
And test him.
I testira ga.
So he thought to himself that if without my asking him even, he tells me what my guru mantra is, then I will accept that he is actually imbued with the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I on je mislio, ako mi on bude u stanju reći koja je moja guru mantra, bez toga da ga ja uopće pitam za to, onda bi mogao prihvatiti to da se gospodin Chaitanya ikada u njemu.
Because the guru mantra is not to be told to anyone, so no one should know it except him and his guru.
Tako da, guru mantra u stvari ne bi trebao biti rečena nikome. Niko ne bi trebao znati ko je naš guru.
So when he arrived in Kalna, there was a huge crowd of people.
Kad je on došao u Kalnu, bila je ogromna gomila ljudi.
Surrounding Nakul Brahmachari.
Koja je okruživao Nakul Brahmachari.
And they were all chanting and singing the names of Krishna in divine ecstasy.
I svi su pjevali i plesali i pjevali ime Krishna u velikom blaženstvu.
And Shivananda just stood at the edge of the crowd.
A Shivananda samo stajao po strani gomile.
But as soon as he arrived there, amid so many devotees, he was standing amid so many devotees, but Nakul called him out, Shivananda, Shivananda, bring Shivananda here.
Ali čim je došao i približio se toj gomili, odjednom je Shivananda rekao, Nakul je rekao, Shivananda, Shivananda, dovedite Shivanandu.
So when he heard his name being called, Shivananda came to the front and offered his obeisances to Nakul.
Kada je čuo njegovo ime, da ga dozivaju, on je došao ispred Nakul i odao mu svoje poštovanje.
Who said to him, as you have doubted me, please listen, and I will eradicate your doubt.
I on mi je rekao, kao što si sumnjao u mene, poslušaj, ja ću ispraviti, ja ću ukinuti tvoju sumnju.
Your guru mantra is the four syllable Gora Gopala mantra.
Tvoja guru mantra je četvorosložna Gora Gopala mantra.
So give up the doubts which are in your heart.
Napusti sumnju koja je u tom srcu.
When upon hearing this, Shivananda became convinced that Nakul Brahmachari was indeed imbued with the presence of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kada je to čuo, Shivananda je postao uvjeren da je Nakul zbilja prožet prisustvom gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srikant Sen was a nephew of Shivananda.
Srikant Sena je bio nećak Shivanande.
So he went to Puri at a different time, ahead of all the devotees, because he was very much anxious to meet with Mahaprabhu.
On je jednom drugom prilikom otišao ispred ostalih bhakta, kada su išli za Puri, jer je bio vrlo željen da vidi gospodina Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu welcomed him very affectionately.
Mahaprabhu ga je vrlo izrazio mu veliku dobrodošlicu.
And kept him close by his side.
I držao ga je blizu sebe.
And after 2 months instructed him to return to Bengal.
I nakon 2 mjeseca ga instruirao da se vrati u Bengal.
And to tell the Bengali devotees that they should not come to Puri this year to see him.
I instruirao ga dakle da kaže bengalskim baktama da ne dolaze ove godine u Puri.
That because he himself, after the rainy season, in the winter, in the month of Poush, would come to Bengal.
I on će sam nakon kišne sezone u zimskoj sezoni doći u Bengal.
He would, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will come to Bengal, I will meet and I will eat at Jagadananda's house.
Ja rekao je, ja ću doći u Bengal i jesti u kući Jagadanande.
So when Srikant returned and gave this news, everyone was very happy.
Kada je se Srikant vratio i donio tu vijest, svatko je bio jako sretan.
And they eagerly awaited the arrival of Mahaprabhu in Bengal.
I oni su žudno čekali dolazak gospodina u Bengal.
And their eagerness increased as each day went by.
I ta žudnja je rasla kako je dan za danom prolazio.
And he made all arrangements to receive him.
Oni su napravili sve aranžmane da bi ga pravilno primili.
And eventually the Poush month came.
I konačno je taj mjesec došao.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hadn't come.
Ali gospodin Chaitanya nije došao.
But it's about 30 days, so they thought, well, maybe he will come tomorrow.
Pošto taj mjesec ima oko 30 dana, su mislili, možda će doći sutra.
And he didn't come.
Ali on nije došao.
And this way, each day went by, anxiously thinking, maybe he will come tomorrow, and he didn't come.
I tako svaki dan prolazio, on su uvijek mislili, pa možda će doći sutra, a on opet ne bi došao.
At this time, Nrisimha Brahmachari, his name was originally Pradyumna Brahmachari, but because of his devotion to his deity, Nrisimhadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renamed him Nrisimhananda, he happened to arrive.
U to vrijeme Nrisimhananda Brahmachari, koji je prethodno bio poznat kao Pradyumna Brahmachari, on je gospodin Chaitanya, zbog njegove velike devocije prema njegovom božanstvu Nrisimhadeva, on je rekao da gospodin Chaitanya neće doći.
And seeing everyone so distressed, he asked the reason for that.
I vidjevši svakoga tako uznemirenog, pitali su razlog tome.
And when he was told that we're simply waiting here for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to place his lotus feet, he has assured us, but he is not coming.
Kada smo rekli da mi jednostavno da čekamo da gospodin Chaitanya dođe, da postavi pred nas svoje lotus stopa, a on još nije došao.
He told them that I will bring him within 3 days. Don't worry.
On im je rekao, ja ću ga dovesti ovdje u roku od 3 dana, ne brinite.
So knowing of Nrsimha Brahmachari's spiritual potency, they all accepted. They became very happy.
Znajući veliku duhovnu moć Nrsimhananda Brahmacharya, oni su svi to prihvatili i bili vrlo sretni, zadovoljni zbog toga.
Because previously Nrsimhananda had in meditation prepared the whole path for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan.
Jer prethodno je Nrsimhananda u svojoj meditaciji, u mislima pripremio celokupni put kojim je gospodin Chaitanya trebao ići u Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, I'm going from Bengal to Vrindavan. So Nrsimhananda in meditation prepared a beautiful path along the way.
I gospodin Chaitanya je rekao da će iz Bengala ići u Vrindavan i zbog toga je Nrsimhananda u svojim mislima pripremio jedan prekrasan put ka tamo.
And so he visualized each point along the way.
On je vizualizirao sve moguće stvari pored puta.
And made arrangement of beautiful trees, gardens, lakes along the way.
Zamislio je sve prekrasno drveće, vrtove, jezera pored puta.
But when he, in meditation, he had made arrangements as far as Kanaya Nachala, then his meditation broke and he couldn't go any further.
I kada u svojoj meditaciji došao do mjesta koje se zove Kanaya Nachala, on jednostavno njegova meditacija se prekinula, nije mogao dalje meditirati.
And he told all the devotees that Mahaprabhu will not go to Vrindavan this time. He'll go no further than Kanaya Nachala.
I on je rekao svim baktama, Mahaprabhu neće otići ovog puta u Vrindavan, on neće otići dalje od Kanaya Nachala.
So that came to be, so all the devotees had faith in his extraordinary potency.
I svi bakte su imali vjeru u njegovu vanrednu sposobnost.
So, this Pradyumna Brahmachari sat down in meditation to bring Mahaprabhu.
I potom je, dakle, Pradyumna Brahmachari sjeo u meditaciju da dovede Mahaprabhu.
And after 2 days he told all the devotees, he's already reached Panihati, the place of Raghava Pandit.
Nakon 2 dana informirao Bhakte da on već došao u Panihati, mjesto Raghava Pandita.
So he'll reach midday tomorrow at Shivananda Sen's house.
I on će u toku sutrašnjeg dana doći do Shivananda Senine kuće.
So you better start making arrangements.
Bolje počnite praviti aranžmane.
Start cooking.
Počnite kuhati.
Make wonderful arrangements.
Napravite prekrasne aranžmane.
And he himself the next morning, Nrsimhananda, early in the morning he started cooking also.
I on sam, vrlo rano ujutro, sljedeće jutro je počeo kuhati.
And they made, between them they made wonderful variety of preparations.
I međuvremenu su napravili prekrasne raznovrsne preparacije.
And he arranged all of this onto 3 large plates.
I oni su sve to aranžirali na 3 velika plata.
Which he offered to deities of Jagannath, his own deity of Nrsimhadev, and another plate he kept for Mahaprabhu.
I jedan od tih pleta su ponudili gospodinu Jagannathu, drugi njegovom vlastitom božanstvu Nrsimhadeva, a treći plate su čuvali za Mahaprabhu.
Who they were all expecting to arrive at any moment.
I kojeg su se očekivali da se pojavi svakog trenutka.
So as he sat down in meditation to make the offering to the deities.
I dok je on sjeo u meditaciju da ponudi tu hranu božanstvima.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived.
Gospodin Chaitanya je došao.
And he had all the offerings on all 3 plates without leaving any remnants.
I pojave sve 3 ponude za sva 3 plata, da ne ostaviš ništa.
So he became upset and said, why are you eating all? There's nothing for my Nrsimhadev.
I ovaj Nrsimhananda je postao uznemiran. Neko je, pa zašto si pojave sve, ništa nije ostalo za mog Nrsimhadeva.
And he came out of the deity room.
Izašao iz on deity rooma.
Looking upset and saying that my Nrsimha, he hasn't eaten anything today.
I izgleda je vrlo žalostno i uznemirno, moj gospodin Sihari nije ništa jeo danas.
Shivananda asked, how is that so? We cooked so many preparations.
I Shivananda je pitao, pa kako je to moguće, toliko smo toga skuhali.
I put it all on the three plates and then Mahaprabhu came and he ate it all. And Nrsingadeva and Jagannath are starving.
Ja sam to sve stavio na tri pleta, međutim Mahaprabhu je došao i pojeo sve i gospodin Jagannath i Sihadev, oni ono ostao gladuju.
But no one else saw Mahaprabhu.
Ali nisko drugi nije vidio Mahaprabhu.
So, again, Shivananda felt some doubt.
I onda je ponovo Shivananda, zato što nitko drugi nije vidio Mahaprabhu, imao sumnju.
He said he was coming, but we didn't see him.
On je rekao da dolazi, ali mi ga nismo vidjeli.
And only Prajumna says that he came.
Samo Pradyumna kaže da je on već došao.
So, next year, they all, in great anxiety, went to, or great eagerness, they again went to Puri to meet Mahaprabhu.
Tako sljedeći godin oni su svi iznova sa velikom žudnjom ponovo otišli u Puri da vide Mahaprabhu.
And as usual, when they're in Puri, they went on with their chanting, dancing, and bathing in Indrajumna Sarovara, Narendra Sarovara, taking darshan of Jagannath, and all the wonderful activities that they constantly engaged in.
Kao i obično, oni kada su boravili u Puriju, angažirali su u pjevanju i plesanju, kupali su se u jezerima Indrajumna Sarovara i Narendra Sarovara, uzimali su darshan gospodina Jagannatha i angažirali su svim tim prekrasnim aktivnostima.
One day in the course of conversation, Mahaprabhu started to glorify Nrsinghananda.
Jednog dana u tijeku nekakve diskusije, Mahaprabhu je odjednom počeo da slavi Nrsinghanandu.
In the course of glorifying him, he said, he's such a good cook.
I dok ga je slavio, jednom trenutku je rekao, on je tako dobar kuhar.
Last year, in the month of Poush, he cooked such wonderful preparations.
Prošle godine, u mjesecu Poush, kuhao je tako divne preparacije.
I never tasted such wonderful rice and vegetable preparations.
Nikada dosta nisam kušao tako prekrasnu rižu i jeo od povrća.
And like this, they went on talking.
I na takav način je nastavio slaviti.
And then they understood that, yes, he actually came.
I onda je Shivananda shvatio, da, on je uistinu došao.
We didn't see him, but Nrsingha Brahmachari saw him.
Da, shvatili su. Dakle, mi ga nismo vidjeli, ali onda ga je Nrsinghananda vidio.
Shivananda, by serving all the devotees, bringing them to Puri, arranging for their residence, he received some unprecedented mercy from Nityananda Prabhu.
Shivananda je služeći se bhakte, aranžirajući njihova putovanja, primio je neponovljivu milost Nityananda Prabhuva.
So, usually what they would do, when they came to a toll gate, then Shivananda would tell the gatekeeper, you let them all go through and I'll pay you, don't delay them all.
Obično kada bi došli do neke granice gdje bi nekakav carnik ili neko napačivao, dakle, on bi obično rekao, pusti se, nek prođu kroz vrata, ja ću ti platiti na kraju.
So one time when this happened, there was some problem with the gatekeeper.
Jednom kad se to desilo, iskusno nekao problem sa tim skupljačem poreza.
He was trying to extract some more money than was required, and there was some haggling over how much should be given.
I naravno, desilo se to da je vratar, taj taks kolektor, skupljač poreza, želeo uzeti više novca nego što je zbilja trebalo, i tu se desilo nekako ono natezanje oko toga.
Shivananda was delayed.
I Shivananda je zakasnio.
In the party that year was Nityananda Prabhu, as usual.
I u toj grupi je bio Nityananda Prabhu, kao i obično.
Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had specifically forbidden him from coming.
Iako mu je gospodin Chaitanya specifično zabranio da dolazi.
And you have to remain and preach.
Treba je ostati i propovijedati.
And Nityananda thought, okay, I'll preach later. I'll go and see Mahaprabhu first.
Ali Nityananda mislio, dobro, propovijedat ću kasnije, idem da vidim Mahaprabhu.
So all the devotees were waiting in the village up ahead.
I svi bhakti su čekali Shivanandu u selu koje je bilo nešto iza toga.
And Shivananda was delayed and delayed and delayed.
I Shivananda je kasnio, kasnio i kasnio.
There was no place for them to stay, and they were sitting under a tree, and there was nothing to eat.
I za njih nije bilo mjesta da se odmore, nisu imali što za jesti.
And Nityananda became angry.
I gospodin Nityananda je postao ljut.
I'm so hungry.
Tako sam gladan.
He hasn't come and arranged for my meal.
On nije došao i napravio aranžmane za moje jelo.
Let all his sons die.
Neka sva njegova djeca pomru.
So Shivananda's wife, hearing this and knowing the potency of Nityananda, she started to cry.
Shivanandina žena, kada je to čula, znajući moć gospodina Nityananda, počela je plakati.
And eventually Shivananda came.
I u tokom vremena Shivananda je došao.
Saw his wife totally distraught.
I vidio je svoju suprugu potpuno izgubljenu.
What happened? What's wrong?
I pitao, što se desilo? Što je loše? Što se desilo loše?
Because you couldn't come and Nityananda is so hungry, he cursed all our three sons to die.
I zato što ti nisi došao na vrijeme i Nityananda je bio toliko gladan, on je u gnjevu prokojao svu našu troje sinova da umru.
So Shivananda said, you mad woman.
Shivananda je rekao, ti luda ženo.
Why are you crying?
Zašto plačeš?
Let our sons die for the offense we have made to Nityananda Prabhu.
Neka naša djeca umru za uvredu koju smo načinili gospodin Nityananda.
So then he went to find Lord Nityananda.
Onda je otišao da nađe gospodin Nityanandu.
Who was sitting very angrily and hungrily under a tree.
Koji je sedio vrlo gnjevan i gladan ispod drveta.
So when he saw Shivananda coming, he got up and kicked him.
Kada je vidio da je Shivananda dolazi, onda se ustao i udario ga.
And Shivananda thought, wow, this is wonderful.
Shivananda je mislio, ovo je prekrasno.
All the demigods, they desire the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda.
Svi polubogovi žele prašinu lotosu i stopa gospodine Nityananda.
But still they can't get it.
Ali ne mogu je nikako dobiti.
And now he's voluntarily given it to me and very forcefully also.
I sada mi je on dragovoljno i vrlo snažno dao to. Mislim.
So he begged, he said to Nityananda, oh, thank you so much for accepting me as your servant.
I onda on rekao Nityananda, hvala ti puno što si me prihvatio za svog slugu.
Now you please forgive my offense and we'll arrange everything for you.
Molim te, oprosti moju uvredu i sve ćemo aranžirati za tebe.
So he brought him to his lodgings.
On ih je doveo do njihovog smještaja.
And said that now you've really accepted me as your servant because you can only do that. You only do that to someone who's you're very much against or you're very much love.
On je rekao, sad znam da si me stvarno prihvatio za svog slugu, jer ti to činiš samo nekom protiv koga imaš, protiv koga si jako puno ili koga voliš jako puno.
Today my life, my family and all my service, I have achieved the perfection of all of them.
On je rekao, taj dan, danas je moj život i sva moja služba koju sam činio dostigu su savršenstva.
Today by the mercy of the dust of your feet, I have attained Krishna bhakti.
Danas mi ušću prašenje tvojih hodosti stopa, dostigao sam Krishna bhakti.
As well as everything that could possibly be desired.
Kao i sve drugo što bi bilo moguće zamisliti.
So Nityananda was so pleased that he embraced Shivananda.
Nityananda je bio toliko zadovoljan da je zagrbio Nityanandu.
More mercy.
Shivanandu. I dobio još više milosti za Shivananda.
But Sri Kant, he saw this and Sri Kant, the nephew of Shivananda, he became upset.
Shrikant koji je vidio to postao je uznemiren, on je bio nečak Shivanande.
He thought that my uncle is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very dear associate.
On je mislio, moj ujak je vrlo dragi sljedbenik gospodina Chaitanya.
And all the devotees accord him high respect.
I svi bhakte ga imaju vrlo visoko štovanje prema njemu.
But Nityananda, without considering any of this, has simply kicked him.
Ali Nityananda, bez da je uzeo obzir sve te stvari, jednostavno ga je udario.
So in protest he left the party.
I u znak protesta on je napustio tu grupu.
I cannot remain with this Nityananda.
Ne mogu više boraviti s ovim Nityanandom.
And in an angry mood he went off ahead of the party and reached Puri ahead of everyone else.
I u jednom gnjenom raspoloženju otišao ispred grupe i dostigao Puri prije svih ostalih.
So on arrival he came into the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him respectful obeisances.
I kada je stigao, došao ispred gospodina Čaitanja Mahaprabhu da mu svoje poštovanje.
And Mahaprabhu told his servant Govinda that tell him to take off his upper cloth. You're not supposed to wear upper cloth when offering obeisances.
Onda je Mahaprabhu rekao slugi Govindi, reci mu nek skine svoju gornju odjeću, on ne bi trebao nositi svoju gornju odjeću kada odaje poštovanje.
But having said that, then again he restrained Govinda.
Ali rekavši to, on je istovremeno opet zaustavio Govindu.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all his associates that Srikant has come ahead of everyone because he's feeling very a lot of disturbance.
Onda je rekao svim svojim pratiteljima koji su ga okruživali, Srikant je došao prije svih zato što osjeća puno uznemirenja.
So don't disturb him anymore, let him just do as he wishes.
Nemojte ga više uznemiravati, neka čini kako on želi.
So Srikant, who is, you know, he's going to come and complain to Mahaprabhu. He said, you're Nityananda, he behaved like this, you have to sort him out, you have to straighten him out. What kind of behavior is this? He's all the time coming with thinking intensely of Nityananda, I'm going to complain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he thought, oh, he already knows. Okay, I won't bother saying anything. And he didn't say anything to anyone.
Dakle, Srikant je došao cijelo vrijeme, putem je mislio kako će, kad dođe gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ono, žaliti se na ponašanje Nityananda Prabhu, on je ovakav i onakav. Međutim, kada je vidio da je gospodin Chaitanya razumio da je on vrlo uznemiren, onda je shvatio da gospodin Chaitanya sve to zna i onda je zaključio da neće ništa reći, neka ostane tako.
So these are some of the pastimes of Shivananda Sen which have been recorded.
To su neke od zabava Shivananda Sen koje su bile zapisane.
There must be many more, but these are what we have.
Mora da ih je bilo još puno više, ali to je ono što mi imamo.
Among his sons, Chaitanya Das and Kavi Karnapur are famous as writers of Vaishnava literature.
I od njegovih sinova Chaitanya Das i Kavi Karnapur su bili poznati kao pisci vaišnavskih pjesama.
Chaitanya Das wrote many books.
Chaitanya Das napisao mnoge knjige.
Among which his commentary on Krishna Kanamrita is highly valued by the Vaishnava community.
Među kojima je njegov komentar na Krishna Kanamritu visoko cijenjen među Vaishnavama.
He also wrote a book of Sanskrit poetry called Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is different to the Bengali work of the same name.
Također je napisao knjigu sanskritskih pjesama koja se također zove Chaitanya Charitamrita, ali koja je različita od ove Chaitanya Charitamrita.
I believe our godbrother Mukunda Datta, I got him a copy of this Krishna Kanamrita with that commentary, so I believe he's planning on translating that.
Moj brat, po Bogu Mukunda Datta, vjerujem da ima ovu kopiju Krishna Kanamrita sa tim komentarima i mi vjerujem da ih planira objaviti.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Shivananda Sen ki jai.
Jai.
Tina Putra Sange Nache Sen Shivananda. As it is stated in a Bengali song. Shivananda Sen is dancing with his three sons.
Neko je rečeno u Bengali pjesmi da Shivananda Sena pleše sa svoja tri sina.
Any question?
No, i kakvih pitanja. Jagannath? I would like to ask something in connection with Jagannath Das Babaji.
All right, I'll answer it if I happen to know the answer.
I was read that he has a servant Bihari. When Jagannath Das Babaji left this world, what happened with Bihari? Is there some information about it?
Yeah, a little bit. I know of. There's a little bit that I know of.
Malo što ja znam.
Because it was recalled that it must have been disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, or maybe it was disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but anyway, he recalled meeting Bihari Das, after the departure of Jagannath Das.
Dakle, jedan od učenika, nisam siguran da li Bhaktivinoda Thakura ili Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvatija, zapisao je, sjeća se mit susreta sa Biharijem nakon što je Jagannath Babaji napustio svijet.
And Bihari Das told him so many things about Jagannath Das.
I Bihari Das mu je rekao toliko mnogo stvari o Jagannath Babaji.
Which is the most of the information what that was recorded and published in the Gorya magazine of the Gorya Mad.
To je zapisano, to što je rekao je zapisano i objavljeno u Gorya magazinu koji izdaje Gaudiya Math.
Which is most of what we know about Jagannath Das comes from that meeting in Calcutta, I believe it was.
I uglavnom sve što znamo o Jagannath Das Babaji, većina onog što znamo dolazi iz tog susreta koji je zapisan, mislim, u Kalkuti da se to desilo.
So, he lived, it seemed he lived a quiet life.
Živio je jednostavan i miran život.
Mostly Babaji's lead a quiet life.
Kao što većina Babaji žive miran život.
So that much, that's recorded, one devotee met him in Calcutta, as far as I remember.
Tako to je zapisano da ga jedan bhakta susreo u Kalkati, to je ono što ja znam.
Not much information. There are so many hundreds and thousands of devotees we have no information about.
Ja, to je ono što je, ima toliko stotine tisuće bhakta o kojima mi nemamo informacije.
Rasik Mangala describes some of the devotees. Just the name is given and it says he had thousands of disciples and no other information.
Rasika Mangali, navedene su mnoge bhakte u kojima je samo dano ime i rečeno on imao tisuće učenika i nikako više informacija ne postoji.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moje pitanje u svezi o privrženosti Šivananda Sene prema tom psu, pogotovo u početku. Mislim, možda on mogao kao vječan družbeni gospodine Čajtanje shvatiti da se radi o velikom bhakti gospodine Čajtanje, ali nekako imam osjećaj da mi je ta kao privrženost u početku onako čudna, kao da je obična.
Like a material attachment.
Izgledati kao materijalna vezanost.
Just like a little dog comes and wags his tail and he's saying how nice, and give him a little food.
Izgledati nešto kao neka mali psić dođe pred nas, pa vrti se njim repom, onako imamo da damo neku hranu i tako.
Well, devotees on the level of Shivananda Sen don't have any material attachments.
Dakle, bhakte na nivou Shivananda Sen nemaju nikakve materijalne vezanosti.
They're not impelled by the external energy of Krishna, only by the internal energy.
Oni nisu pod utjecajem izvanske energije gospodina Krišna, samo pod utjecajem unutarnje.
So if it appears they're acting under the jurisdiction of the material energy, we should know that they're not.
Iako i može izgledati da oni djeluju pod utjecajem minuske energije, mi bismo trebali znati da oni ne djeluju.
Because their whole being is fully surcharged with pure love of Krishna and there's no presence of even sattvagun, what to speak of rajagun or tamagun.
I njihovo cjelokupno postanje u potpunosti ispunjeno čistom ljubavom prema Krišni i tamo nema niti trunke mjesta niti za sattvaguna, što govoriti o rajagun ili tamaguni.
So as in so many cases, the apparent apparently material dealings of pure devotees, they must be understood to be impelled by the internal potency of the Lord, making some arrangement for pastimes.
Na mnogo mjesta gdje se te neke na izgled djelatnosti čisti bhakta koji izgledaju kao materijalne, moramo shvatiti da su one aranžirane od strane unutarnje energije gospodina da bi se moglo odigrati njegove zabave.
Which was later revealed by that dog being sent to Vaikuntha.
Što se kasnije i razotkrio kada je taj pas bio poslan na Vaikuntha.
Although that is also understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the dog so much mercy because he was favored by Shivananda.
Također trebamo shvatiti da je gospodin Chaitanya pokazao toliko milost tom psu, zato što je Shivananda bio naklonjen prema njemu.
Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed such mercy to Srivas Pandit.
Slično tome, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pokazao takvu milost Srivas Panditu.
That all his family members, Srivas's family members, and even the servants in his home, and even the household cats and dogs, were delivered out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for Srivas.
Tako slična naklonost je pokazan Srivas Panditu i čak svi njegove članovi obitelji, čak sluge, čak i psi i mačke u njegovom dvorištu bili su oslobođeni zato što jednostavno nije osjećao veliku naklonost prema Srivas Panditu.
We say household cats and dogs. You've seen in India that, well, maybe you haven't. In the old, because now people keep dogs in their houses.
Ti si rekao kao kućni psi i mačke, ali u stvari danas možda imaju tako što, ali u Indiji to nismo baš vidjeli.
Previously that was like in the village there'd be dogs and they didn't really belong to anyone, just like here. They just wander around and people throw them something to eat, but they don't allow them in the house. They don't pet them or put them on their lap or get licked by them or any such thing.
Dakle, postojali su takvi psi kao što možemo vidjeti ovdje oko ove ulice, koji su jednostavno živjeli tako na ulicama i tu i tamo bi im neko dao neku hranu, ali nije bilo da bi ljudi sad, da su bili njihovi mezimci, da bi ih milovali, stavljali na krivo, oni bi ih lizali i tako dalje.
They just happen to be there, so the householder as his duty feeds them.
Dakle, jednostavno ako bi se našli tu negdje, dužnost kuće domaćina je bila da ih nahrani.
And they'll, you know, one dog will, he'll become more or less the household dog, not that any, he resides in the, he live in the courtyard or something and bark if any intruder comes.
Dakle, pas onda postane kao kućni pas, on boli u dvorištu i laje, ono ako neko prođe.
But even such dogs got delivered because of being in Srivas's house.
Ali čak i takvi psi su bili oslobođeni samo zato što su se našli u dvorištu Srivas Thakura. Ja bih mogao prevesti tako znam.
Well, this shows the extraordinary mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he delivered even a dog.
On pokazuje neobičnu milost gospodina Chaitanya da on čak oslobodi i psa.
And the, but it's not a general instruction that everyone should start keeping dogs.
Dakle, nije generalna instrukcija da bi svako trebao početi držati psa.
That Shivananda Sen fed the dog who came along on the party. That was an exception. It's not that all the devotees are keeping dogs all the time.
Dakle, taj trenutak, taj slučaj kada je Shivananda Sena nahranio psa koji se na neki način pridružio grupi, bio je izuzetak. Nije da su svi bhakte držali pse.
So we should follow that which is ordinarily done, not try to imitate the one exception and take it as the rule.
Dakle, trebamo slijediti ono što se inače radi, a ne prihvatiti nekakav izuzetan slučaj i napraviti od njega pravilo.
Prabhupada told that his father used to rise a little late.
Što Prabhupada rekao da je njegov otac običao ustati malo kasnije.
But it's not a shastric injunction or instructed to us by Prabhupada that we should rise late.
A to ne smijemo prihvatiti kao šastričku instrukciju što Prabhupada nama da ustajemo kasnije.
So because his father was an exception to the widely accepted rule, that doesn't mean that we should also take that as a norm for our lives.
Zato što je njegov otac je bio izuzetak iz jednog široko prihvaćenog prava i to ne znači da bismo mi to trebali prihvatiti kao normu u našem životu.
It should be easy to understand.
Ovo bi trebalo u stvari biti lako da shvatimo.
Although you don't look convinced.
I'm
saying you don't look convinced.
Iako ti ne izgledaš uvjeren.
That's a common thing that devotees, they, you know, despite the whole tradition for thousands of years, the Shastra injunction and the order of Guru, they'll find one exception and say, oh, see, he did it, therefore I'll do it.
Dakle, to je česta stvar, da uprkos tisućama godina tradicije, upustima šasta, instrukcijama duhovnog učitelja, neki bhakta nađe nekakav tako izuzetan slučaj i kaže, a vidi ovo, ja ću isto tako raditi.
So that's what I said, if you can deliver the dog back to Godhead, then... But even there was no talk of him keeping as a pet dog, he was just feeding him, that's all. He was following the party. Didn't say he was taking him on his lap, patting him on the head and kissing him. He was just feeding him, that's all.
Dakle, Maharaj je rekao, dakle, ako ste u stanju osloboditi psa, naučiti psa da pjeva Hare Krishna, onda je možete. I ovdje također nije bilo rečeno o tome da je on držao psa kao ljubimca, on ga jednostavno samo nahranio. Nije nigdje napisano da ga, ne znam, uzimao krivo, milovao ga po glavi itd.
So if there's a stray dog in the neighborhood, it's a householder's duty to feed him.
Dakle, rečeno je da je dužnost kuće domaćina da ih nahrani.
Some scraps of food, you don't have to buy, go out and buy dog food.
Neku hranu koju imate, ne trebate kupovati pseću hranu.
That's all.
To je sve.
That's another neo-ISKCON tendency, having pet dogs. Didn't happen in Croatia yet. Didn't mix your Ras Lila with dog Lila yet. You're lucky. Yet to come.
To je nova...
Don't bring it.
To je nova neo-ISKCON tendencija da imamo psa ljubimca, ne? Tako. Aha, bit ću odgovoran za ovo, neko ima. Uglavnom, nemojte dakle dozvoliti, budite spremni na to ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
Ako in America, where they are more advanced, many devotees keep dogs.
U Americi, gdje su mnogo više napredni, mnogi bhakte drže pse.
But they're all special dogs.
Ali to su sve specijalni psi.
I don't have an ordinary dog. He's an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Son?
My dog's not an ordinary dog. He's an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Moj pas nije običan pas. On je intimni pratitelj gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Or so I was told by one devotee. He didn't say that, he's a very special dog, you know. He jumps in the kirtan, he only takes prasadam, everything special.
Tako mi je jedan bhakta rekao, moj pas je poseban pas, on skače u kirtanu, časti samo prasadam, oko njega sve specijalno.
Hare Krishna. Okay, it's time for the...